This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program where you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. So hop into one of those. If you want to sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us, and tonight it's Ian.
Future mayor of Keene, New Hampshire, nobody.
Love it. And Chris.
So coming up tonight, apparently there's been another ban on another Facebook platform, this time Instagram, cracking down on people with photos of themselves at a gun range. And Chris, you have that story.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, that's on the way. But one story that the two of us both definitely had in prep together tonight is this latest news about the vape crisis.
Ooh.
The six deaths or whatever over however long of a period we're talking about, a decade plus.
Yeah, it's a little bit higher than that, but it's not... It's questionable.
Is it 50% higher? 9 deaths?
No. It's like I think they come up with a number like around 350 or something like that. But
is this vaping related deaths?
Vaping related. None of them are tobacco vapors.
Mm-hmm.
They're all people who vaped THC that contained vitamin E acetate.
I have not heard the number 350 before tonight. Have you heard that?
That was not deaths. That was total people looked at as an issue.
Somebody who went to have a doctor, look at them.
The deaths,
I was talking about deaths.
9 is higher than I've heard.
Yeah. So I've heard 6 as far as deaths.
Right. Yeah, you might be right. It wasn't. I don't know if it was deaths. Or if it was 350 people who had been impacted in some way or something of that nature.
Yeah, there were 350 people impacting. But you have to remember also, you have to be very careful with these stories and especially these headlines, because this is a case where the media is the enemy of the people.
Absolutely.
They are lying. They are lying loud. They are lying clearly. And they are lying knowingly.
Remember, an alcohol-related car accident includes the passenger being drunk.
Okay. Yeah.
It includes
when
they find a bottle of Jack Daniels in the back seat with a cap on it, and the driver isn't drunk. Just having alcohol in the car is an alcohol-related traffic accident or death or whatever.
Right. If I go to the store and I pick up some beers and I have it in the car, unopened.
Alcohol-related. If you get in an accident.
That is insane.
Yeah. So that's why you got to be careful. That's what he's saying. You've got to be careful. What do they mean by vaping-related hospital visit? What does that mean?
What the government does is they gather up data, and they herd it into a concentration camp.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the Joseph Mengele of statisticians come in and torture that data until it says what they want to hear. And they will accept no less. The transparent lie is that I just, it astounds me that they keep saying vaping related when they could be warning people about a very real and very serious public health threat.
You mean the government?
Yes, specifically, that and vitamin E acetate.
Mm. This jeopardizes.
We should be testing our products to find out if they have this stuff in them, and if they do, we should be discarding those products. But because they refuse to honestly and fully report what's going on, people are not doing it.
Yeah, they're jeopardizing their credibility in the process. And for
what credibility?
Both the media and the government, they're undermining their own credibility. So when something does happen, nobody's going to listen. And
But if all they're doing is consuming the mainstream media on this, then to them, this is a crisis. I mean, there's a big photo here. I'm looking at the CBS News article. I'm going to put news in quotes. CBS News article on Walmart now saying they're going to stop selling e-cigarettes. Mm-hmm. There's a link to another story here claiming U.S. vaping-related deaths. Mm-hmm. Again, what does that mean? Now at 8. So, my God, that's an entire 33% increase in just the last week.
Now,
that sounds really bad, right? I'm sorry, what?
Prediction on Walmart, they're not going to stick with that. They're going to stick with it until such time as a licensing regime has been created
and
somebody has passed that, and then they'll bring back only people that pass that licensing regime.
Yeah, right.
Now, the licensing regime is going to be designed to make sure that the 1% get all of the opportunities in this business and the 99% get none.
Yeah, I mean, this is a case of inflation. If you take a look at what Walmart's doing, is they're banning, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but they're banning tobacco e-cigarettes, right? So they're not.
What do you mean by tobacco e-cigarettes?
Is it not tobacco? Are they not selling e-cigarettes?
For nicotine e-cigs.
There's no tobacco in
it. I'm sorry.
Nicotine that they put in there is extracted from tobacco leaves. So technically it is part of tobacco. They just take out most of the tobacco and leave the active ingredient.
I mean, the thing I want to point out is that it's they're not selling THC products.
That's correct. And the deaths are reportedly from the THC.
Right.
And the places and the deaths black are all from
THC,
black market THC, not from the legal market. There's no reason to... There's only one person who has a reason to put vitamin... Or one industry that has a reason to put vitamin E acetate into vapes, and that industry is big tobacco, because that kind of a false flag could bring about exactly the regulation they want.
That's an interesting conspiracy theory.
I'm not saying this is what happened.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying that when you see a crime, and this is a crime because there's
it's
no
poison.
Reason to put that stuff in there, you're poisoning people.
Yeah.
And when you see a crime, the first thing you ask yourself
who benefits?
Yeah. Who is the insurance policy made out to? And in this case, the insurance policy is made out pay in full to big tobacco.
So I don't know if this is a big tobacco conspiracy so much as it is definitely there's definitely been lobbying by the tobacco industry against e-cigarettes in the past. Now it's interesting, Juul did get
not just that, but they've bought Juul or a big hunk of Juul,
they
seem to be using Juul as a mouthpiece, as a Judas goat to speak for the vape industry when they do no such thing. They're the furthest thing from a vape company. They're not committed to the industry. They haven't been in it wrong, and they're owned, or they haven't been in it long, and they're owned by people who benefit if the industry dies.
Yeah, it's certainly an interesting set of circumstances. It seems to me that this is not something that doesn't... I mean, this kind of stuff happens, right? It doesn't even matter whether we're talking about tobacco products
or... You mean people dying from using...
any kind of product, right? I mean, this kind of stuff happens. They've got
charts.
Yeah, if you look at like spinach or something, there was that... I don't know if you guys remember, but maybe a year ago or 2 years ago, there was this outbreak of
E. coli or something.
And a lot of people got impacted by that. I mean, the idea that products don't have defects sometimes is just untrue, and they're blowing this out as if this is some big thing when it's not.
The defect here is as a result of the black market, which you mentioned there, Nobody. And of course, if there wasn't a black market in cannabis, then these deaths would never have happened.
The thing is,
we have to be clear on this. Black markets are not bad because they're exempt from explicit government regulation. The black markets are not bad because sometimes they're the only way that you can get the things that you need, especially in the face of tyrannical laws. But the danger of black markets is, by their nature, they mean that you can't have a traceable supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
and the supply chain runs from the manufacturer all the way to the customer, through the retailer, through the wholesaler. And in a white market, you sue the entire a supply chain.
Yeah.
If you wrongfully die from a product, and it's up to them to figure it out who owes you, but somebody owes you. And this can't happen in the black market because you have to, as a matter of life and death, protect the supply chain, because otherwise, I mean, people fight back against snitches.
It's a general statement that's true. Obviously, there are exceptions. Like, if you know the grower of the weed, then you know the supply chain.
But I'm talking about the general case. There are corner cases and specific cases where it doesn't apply.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us here on the radio. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on vape bans.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped with a small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This Live, and you can bring up what you want here. Walmart's apparently going to cease selling e-cigarettes. That's the news. Of course, that leads to a larger discussion on the, frankly, BS information that the media and the government has been spreading over just the last few weeks, especially. I mean, certainly they've been fear-mongering about it over the last couple of years, but now there's been some deaths. And now it's a crisis. Even though there's more deaths in, like, probably 10 minutes from tobacco smoke users keeling over than there has been in 10 years of people from using vape products. And again, we've already pointed out the vape products that they're talking about are black market THC vapes. So we're not even talking about legal market products. But oh,
but
my God.
They're banning something completely different.
Right.
They're banning flavored vapes.
Well, apparently Walmart's
just
going to stop.
The good news is you can buy unflavored vape juice
and add
and
flavor.
You can put your own stuff in it.
Sure.
So I'm
going
to figure out how to bring that to the masses if this thing goes through.
You know what would be funny is to sell your vape product, if they ban it, with a separate container of the
that's exactly what I have in mind,
you know,
and
I mean,
the nice thing about that is you can then adjust, because I've had vape juice with too much flavor, and I've had vape juice with too little. Also, the less likely you are to do yourself harm, because those artificial flavors, which we do use in food already, by the way, are probably more dangerous than the nicotine and the glycerin.
So we're going to continue with the story out of Walmart. You can share your thoughts with us as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, speaking of food, good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great, but eating right all the time can be a challenge. It's busy in our lives, and our schedule can get in the way. Or maybe you just don't have the desire or the time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature has a solution for you. With just 3 of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and 3 of their vegetable capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that is a lot of nutrition. For a limited time, you can get free shipping plus a free set of fruits and veggies. Just go to balanceofnature.com. You can use discount code FTL. That's balanceofnature.com, discount code FTL, like Free Talk Live. So the story here from CBS News, Walmart has announced as of today that they will stop selling e-cigarettes in all of its stores, with the nation's largest retailer, citing the growing public concerns about vaping. 8 deaths have been linked with vaping-related illnesses, and another 530 people have been sickened, whatever that means. I'll tell you what, if you draw on too much nicotine and let's say you're not a heavy smoker or something like that, and you take a long hit off of one of these nicotine salts vapes, you might feel a little sickened, because nicotine is a drug,
you know,
and it could cause a little bit of nausea if you stand up too fast.
I have to say, this isn't vaping, but when I eat a little bit too much, I sometimes feel sick afterward as well.
We should go to the CDC and report this dangerous food that you're talking about.
It could hurt someone.
Everything. I've heard you can choke on it.
I get sick.
So, quote, given the growing federal, state, and local regulatory complexity and uncertainty regarding e-cigarettes, we plan to discontinue the sale of electronic nicotine delivery products at all Walmarts and Sam's Club locations, according to Walmart in their statement. And, you know, I think, nobody, you're onto something when you predicted earlier. You can almost read it between the lines in that statement, saying, oh, the regulations are complex and growing, and it's uncertain. It's an uncertain legal field here. We don't really feel comfortable.
They're afraid of liability, and probably rightfully so, because it's clear that there's a witch hunt being cooked up here by the powers that be.
Well, and to Walmart, getting rid of vapes is not a big deal. It's not going to be a big dent to their gross every single year to drop this particular category.
No, and to some extent, it's nice economically in that just like we're going to be going to local ammo stores, we're going to be going to local vape shops.
Right.
And good for us on that. And
three of which
those,
in Keene, New Hampshire take cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I was right. about to say, and hopefully let's find a vape shop that takes crypto, no matter where we are. Of course, we're in Keene, New Hampshire, so that's easy to do.
Yeah, that's all of them, probably.
Yeah. No, there's one that doesn't.
Oh, is there another? Yeah. How many vape shops do we have in Keene?
I used to go to that one. I don't go there anymore.
Yeah. So the company says it will exit the market like they did with guns after selling their remaining inventory. So they're not that concerned. This isn't really a big concern. Like, they're not going to need to pull the products tomorrow and RMA or send them back or whatever to the manufacturer. They're going to go ahead and sell out their stock, and then they'll stop.
Yeah.
However long that takes. I mean, I don't know what kind of stock they carry.
Well, hopefully they'll put that stuff on sale so I can stock up.
They did put the ammunition on sale, apparently, from the guns. Yeah, my roommate ran out that night, the night he heard that they were going to stop selling the ammo and guns at Walmart.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic. They're not really, they're making it easier to get. So, you know, when you lower the price of a thing, more of it sells. So they increased their ammunition sales by choosing not to sell ammunition anymore, and now they're bringing the local economy back.
Not only is it ironic, but it's against their own financial interests. If I were to discontinue a product out of pressure from, you know, the left or whatever, or whoever it is that's pushing this, you know, discontinuation, I would make sure I have a large order of that stock, you know, placed prior to making that statement, so that I could sell that product for as long as possible.
Would be nice to find out if they made a major ammunition purchase before making that announcement.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess they could have done that too. Made a major purchase and then, you know, discounted it to sell, you know, to at least make something
on
free press.
But blowout sale, we're not doing this anymore.
I'm just thinking, like, I just want to continue to sell it at the price that I was selling at, because ultimately,
it'll all sell eventually.
Yeah, eventually it's going to all sell out. And if I have a couple of years worth of stock, I mean, great. You can still go to Walmart and pick up the product, and I can still make money
off it. And a couple of years from now, there may be some sort of regulatory scheme put in place, because remember, there was news when the news was hitting in recent weeks about the government gang plotting to, you know, remove the flavors from sale.
Right.
There was some discussion about, well, if the companies will apply to the FDA's new process, which they don't have yet, but once they get it, for licensure, then we'll go ahead. It'll be fine. You can have your products back out on the shelves. There was some suggestion that there may be a path back through
but
the legal system.
I don't think there's a path back for ammunition for
them.
We're
talking about
except
flavors,
people
though.
To people deny you, but for the
flavors,
they will.
That was somewhat voluntary.
The ammo hasn't been banned.
Yeah, the ammo is not banned from all stores. It's just discontinued from Walmart because Walmart has fallen to peer pressure.
They sure have. Well, no, actually, there was another story. I don't think we covered it. At least, well, when I was on the show, we didn't cover it. But some of the gun rights groups, as I thought might happen, they actually went in and they challenged the open carry policies at a bunch of Walmarts just to see what would happen. Because remember remember the way Walmart worded their supposed ban was that they were requesting that their customers not open carry guns into the store.
That's funny.
And like requesting they cover their mouths when they cough.
Sure. Or requesting a variety of things. If you're requesting something, it's not an order. It's not a rule.
It's good manners.
It's just a request. Sir, could you please not open carry? Well, what if you say no? And so if you want to find out what happened, we can do that coming up here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus your comments on the Walmart apparent ban on e-cigarettes once they sell down the inventory. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. You can join us here on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Are you locked into a crappy schedule where you're forced to report to work or even to a relationship where you're not allowed to do the things you want to do? That sucks. Wouldn't you prefer to live a more free life? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. is exempting more than 400 Chinese goods from tariffs, but the two sides haven't shown any signs of resolving the core issues in the trade dispute. While officials are preparing for negotiations next month, President Trump has been talking to Australia's Prime Minister about trade, jobs, and the economy. The President doesn't believe the trade war will affect Australia's economy.
I will say, though, that Australia is doing very well. If we do end up doing a deal, Australia will do even better. And we were discussing that.
President Trump claims none of his calls with foreign leaders are inappropriate and calls a whistleblower report ridiculous and claimed the person who filed it is a partisan. And Walmart announces they are no longer going to be selling e-cigarettes after they run out of their current supply. The move comes after 8 people have died and more than 500 others have become ill of vaping-related illnesses. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. This afternoon, we're getting to know some of the newer neighbors here in the neighborhood, and one of them is a younger gentleman. I asked him if he was into cryptocurrency, and he says he doesn't have any. Well, he knows what it is. He just doesn't have any. So, well, you know what? I can give you some of it if you'd like. And I recommended he downloaded the Edge wallet, and he did that. And within moments, he had received some cryptocurrency from me for the effort. And it was cool, man, because it's super easy to use Edge wallet. It's a great wallet that uses a username and password for your backup rather than a confusing 12 or 18 or 24-word phrase. It's really, there's no better wallet to give to a newer user. But even for a power user, somebody that's been using cryptocurrency for a long time, nobody and myself, we are Edge wallet users, and I use Edge wallet more than any other, and that's not because they're a sponsor. I was doing that long before they became a sponsor here on Free Talk Live. Go and see it for yourself. Download it for iOS or Android devices at your favorite App Store, or you can just go to their website, edge.app. That's edge.app for Edge Wallet, supporting a bunch of different cryptos these days, like Bitcoin, BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Monero, Ripple, Stellar. They've even got Bitcoin SV in there as well. Edge.app. You can secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts. Coming up, Chris, you had asked what happened when these gun rights advocates open carried into Walmart after Walmart changed their policy, supposedly, about open carry. So we'll tell you that, because there's a couple different stories that range from pretty ridiculous and extreme all the way to nothing happened. So we'll share that with you coming up here.
But different people open carrying at Walmart?
Correct, yeah, different people. So let's go to Paul. He is listening online. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. These people are talking about how we have to do something to stop the global climate emergency.
Oh, yeah, I heard there's going to be some protests in the next month or so about that.
Yes, well, I went to one today, and there was nothing said. Absolutely nothing was, no solution was offered.
What was the one that you went to? What was the name of it? Do you remember?
It was something in San Francisco. And there were maybe 3,000 or 4,000 people there, and they were talking about planting trees, which is nice.
That's a good idea.
But nobody,
I like trees.
Nobody said what you have to do actually is you have to build fourplex houses with 100 solar panels and thousands of them, a million of them in each
state. Hold on, this is your proposal? I just want to be clear. This is what your idea is?
My proposal. This is my proposal. Actually,
you want to build fourplex, quadruplex houses. Okay, what do you do? Put solar panels?
With 100 solar panels on each one. This will pay about half the mortgage, so it lowers the cost of housing. This creates jobs, obviously, for carpenters and contractors.
Okay.
This also then generates more housing. California is right now passing such a law to allow you to build a fourplex house on a single-family lot footprint, and that way quadruple the amount of housing in
the state.
Let
me just clarify something here. Are you saying that everyone should live in these houses?
No. This is for people that want to be pioneers. They want to be solar pioneers.
Gotcha.
Now, this will not only create jobs, it'll create a decentralized solar economy that'll put the energy generation, it'll take it away from big oil and put it in the hands of the working class.
Mm.
Because working class people who own these fourplex houses.
Well, one thing's for sure, the solar panels have been getting cheaper over time, and they've been getting more efficient from what I understand. So it may be becoming more sensible for people to look into solar. As long as your solution's voluntary, I don't have a problem with it. Cool, man.
I like the idea of solar. It just doesn't seem to work that well, at least up in the Northeast where we got trees and things, and those trees in the summer can keep your house cool. So it actually reduces the amount of air conditioning.
Get rid of trees.
You're saying cut down trees?
Cut down the trees that protect my house, that keep the amount of air conditioning trees lower?
Oh, wow. See,
sounds like an environmental catastrophe just waiting to happen.
Right. Some environmentalists wouldn't like to hear the idea of cutting down trees, Paul.
I know. Those are my friends, but they don't like to hear it. But actually, my proposal is not new. This proposal passed the German legislature in 1990.
Okay.
So consequently, Germany has now shut down a nuclear.
Of course, a lot of bad things have passed the German legislature.
And Germany is now the greenest nation on Earth. Germany is now the greenest nation on Earth.
You know, I feel like there was...
Are you aware of that?
I don't recall about the details of that, but I do remember that there was something negative or bad about the whole German situation with the solar panels.
Sounds like he's turning his radio up, so I'm just going to go ahead and put him on hold because that makes things very confusing. In fact, thank you for the call, Paul. I appreciate hearing from you. Sorry, you were trying to say something there, and then the radio just started blasting it.
There was something... I wish I could remember what it was, and maybe you guys remember, but there was something about the whole German solar panel situation that wasn't good.
If it was government-related, they probably forced it on people, my guess.
They did.
I don't know. I'm speculating.
They did. It was something along those lines with subsidies and things of that nature, but, you know, they...
Government here, the goons, they're offering subsidies for various different
so-called
green things.
A lot of states are, or they were.
Which is unfortunate because basically it creates this sort of who decides problem where, we in the government gang say that this particular form of green energy is best, so we're going to put a bunch of your money behind it. Whereas if it were the marketplace actually deciding those things, we'd actually find out what people valued.
Well, the marketplace is going to look for the solution where they get the most energy out and the most revenue for the least cause, so consuming the least resources. The government doesn't care about that. The government wants to solve the problem by redirecting as many resources as possible to their friends and cronies.
That's right.
And they gain no advantage if the solution is effective. Quite the opposite. If people stop panicking, they're going to lose their budget.
Let's continue. We got another person calling from San Francisco tonight. David is in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live.
You know, honey, I was actually more interested in the Lewandowski hearing, but thinking about the Lewandowski, he was campaign manager. You remember Paul Manafort was Donald Trump's first campaign manager.
I don't remember anything about that. I pay no attention to what these politicians and their cronies, for the most part, are doing Manafort's because they're all
sometimes they're hilarious.
Look, I mean, you pay attention to Donald Trump because he tends to be hilarious, but most politicians are not very funny. They're not particularly entertaining.
They're only hilarious when they're not trying to be.
Yeah,
they're dangerous
in a sad way. Yeah, absolutely. All politicians are dangerous. These are men and women who want. Yeah, pretty much. Except for Ron Paul.
Nobody's saying
no. You love Trump?
What?
Okay. So you're sure defending him, but you're not loving him, huh?
Oh, God.
Why would I love
my
Trump?
Point,
none of us like Trump here.
I love the entertainment value. I'll say that, but that's about it. I mean, it's something to laugh at.
Okay. I was going to mix two different stories here, but Lewandowski, Paul Manafort's the guy sitting in prison now because he was the guy that was running the coup in the Ukraine, and they were blaming it on Hillary. And even to this day, they blame Hillary for her handling of the Ukraine coup, but that coup was being run by Manafort. And Manafort was.
Well, I can blame Hillary for all kinds of things, whether or not she was involved in that. I mean, murder.
To me, the Republican and Democratic parties are just two heads of the same snake.
This guy's a partisan. He's somebody who's calling constantly against one side but loves the other side. Go ahead.
Well, the third side is the Green Party, and that's what I am.
Oh, really?
Third side is libertarian.
Okay, well, good for you. I'm glad to hear that you're thinking outside of the box.
Indeed. Thank you for that.
But the point is that Paul Manafort helped run a coup. He got paid, some say, as high as $61 million, and he didn't report his taxes.
Good man.
Running a coup.
Congratulations.
On running a coup for, was it for Moscow?
Is there a coup tax?
Is there a form
for that? Special, you know, if you overthrow a foreign government, is there like an excise tax on that? Is it considered a luxury?
And that's despite the fact that it's illegal, right? Like they tax stuff that's illegal. I always find that hilarious.
There is a line for that.
So when you go into that, and then you realize that this was Donald Trump's first campaign manager, and Lewandowski the other day was also being grilled by the Judiciary Committee, and that guy was not an employee of the U.S. government, yet he was hired to fire the Attorney General.
Well, the United States government is a corrupt organization that specializes in murder, so I don't expect anything different
from it. Absolutely. Thank you for the call tonight, David. Guess what? There's a bunch of scandals and corruption, no matter who's in charge of the federal government. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom, which is one reason why we don't need them. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here, whether you want to talk about open carry in Walmart or vapes. In Walmart, we're covering, once again, the nation's number one retailer and policy changes that they've made because, well, they're the number one retailer. And as goes Walmart, so goes many other retailers. We saw a lot of others follow in their footsteps after they announced they were going to be requesting that their customers no longer open carry. And what has that actually resulted in? You know, on the ground, in the stores, on the sales floor, what actually happens when somebody walks in open carrying a gun? And that's what we are going to get a little deeper into here. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. Then coming up, the Instagram gun range photo ban that Chris is going to be telling us about. And I want to say thank you to Am I Free to Go? This is Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier. That's their name. And this person is amping Free Talk Live. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is to help us get on more radio stations. We're on over 200 stations in the United States and beyond today. And you can help us with that. Well, they're not all on today, but it's over an entire week. Oh, we'll be on more than 200 stations. But if you want to help us get on 300 or more, you can do that by becoming an amplifier. And you can use Bitcoin BTC, you can use PayPal, you can use credit cards to do that. And it helps us out. You get some cool perks like access to the supporters chat rooms on our Discord forum or our Discord server, and also some other cool perks like for those of you still on Facebook, there is an amp-only Facebook group there too. So go and learn learn more about the AMP program, please get signed up. It makes a big difference when you do that at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
And so here's the story. Since, Chris, you had asked, I said that I'd seen some news about activists going into Walmart after they made this policy change of requesting that their customers no longer open carry. Because I'd said on the air, that's just a request. I'd be curious to know what they would say to me if I open carried. And look, I want to be clear. I generally don't think that it's a good idea to protest on other people's property, right? Like, I'm okay with protests on public property. It's, you know, it's the commons, tragedy of the commons. We have a right to protest there. You don't have a right to protest on somebody's property. But this isn't a rule. This is a request, and that's different than saying, you know, no shoes, no shirt, no service. It's different than saying you have to do X, Y, or Z in order to come into this property. You know, in like a nightclub, you've got to be over 21. In, you know, certain places, there's different rules. This
what
isn't
would the
a rule.
Sign look like? Like, if you have a grenade or an AR-15, no service.
Yeah, I have to wonder, is there any signs been posted in Walmart? Like, would somebody even know that they're even being requested not to carry open carry?
That's a good
question.
Let
alone, you know, a ban?
It's been, it's only
well,
that
been. That would be required for a criminal prosecution in most states.
Well, you wouldn't be getting a criminal prosecution for breaking a corporate rule.
That would be a no trespass
first. In some states, it is a crime to carry a gun onto a property where the owner has either posted a sign. I think South Carolina is like that. Maybe somebody SC can correct me.
So sorry to any blind person that walks into that business.
Yikes.
Yeah, well, that's true of a lot of things.
Yeah.
although the first thing that occurs to me is parking signs, and I don't encourage the blind to drive.
The story here is from BusinessInsider.com. Thousands of people have been able to openly bring their guns into Walmart, even though the retailer is now asking people to stop open carrying in its stores, according to a gun advocacy group in Texas. Walmart announced their changes to their gun carrying policies this month after two deadly shootings in Walmart stores in Texas and Mississippi left 24 people dead. So when we did talk about this originally, Chris, they had said that signage was likely going to be coming. Mm-hmm. But it's only been a couple, 2-3 weeks at this point, so it probably isn't there, would be my guess. But I haven't been into a Walmart in a few weeks,
yep.
So I don't know.
It seems like if they're going to post signs, it would not be a request anymore. It would be like, but if they posted a sign that says, "We request."
Well, you can
really
post
weird.
A sign that says request.
Sure.
I see it
I totally agree that you can do it, but it just seems like such a weird response, you know?
Well, we'll see what they end up doing. Doug McMillan.
They should just put up a sign that says we request you not shoot anybody if you happen to be armed or kill them with your bare hands.
Like,
if you're
that's
not.
A much better request, right? Like,
you'd think that's common sense, so yeah. I don't know if you'd have to. Doug McMillan is Walmart's CEO. He said in a memo to employees the company was, quote, respectfully requesting, unquote, that customers stop openly carrying firearms into their stores. But he didn't say that doing so would be banned outright. And a spokesperson then told Business Insider that store managers will be able to decide how to handle situations and that those openly carrying may not always be asked to leave. Gun rights activists are now testing if the policy is able to be enforced, accusing Walmart of trying to appease people who want greater gun control measures while not making any real changes to what customers can do. David Ahmad, the vice president of Open Carry Texas, told the New York Times that many of his group's 38,000 members have already open carried their guns into Walmart stores as a result of the rule change, and none were asked to leave. So he doesn't say how many of his members, but he says many of them. He told the Times that, quote, they're ducking the issue. They're trying to get the gun haters to leave them alone while at the same time leave us alone while we carry in their stores, unquote. Walmart's spokesman Lorenzo Lopez told the Times that he was not aware of more customers openly carrying guns in the company's stores since the policy was announced. Well, it wouldn't necessarily be more customers. These are probably the same customers who have open carried into Walmarts in the past who just simply continued to do what they normally do while shopping at Walmart. I have open carried into Walmart in the past. I have not gone to Walmart since this rule change has happened, but at some point I probably will, and honestly, I'm considering doing it as well. He says employees should call the police if either they or a customer feels unsafe. Walmart also.
Wow, then I'm going to feel safe. Who am I going to call?
This is just asking for trouble. I mean, seriously.
Who's asking for trouble, Walmart or the gun carriers?
Anybody calling the police is asking for trouble. Sure.
Yeah, right. Well, that's certainly one of them. But I think even Walmart, like, you know, if somebody is calling the... Because what they're suggesting to their employees is that if you feel unsafe, if you're, like, a lefty or whatever, you know, basically you're telling them to call the police, mm-hmm. even though there's no real threat or danger. So it's asking for a problem to be created that doesn't otherwise exist, opposed to if you didn't say that.
It's safer than some of the things I've heard from idiot leftists. Have you seen the post where it's like, if I saw somebody open carrying, I'd take that gun away from...
Whoa.
And I'm just thinking, oh my God, that's such a wonderful way to get shot in the face. Because if somebody tries to take my weapon, my assumption is they mean
they're
me harm.
They're trying to hurt you. Yeah, right? Exactly. though, again, they also mentioned Walmart was going to end the sale of certain forms of ammunition and will be stopping the sale of certain types of rifles. Quote, we know these decisions will inconvenience some of our customers, and we hope they'll understand, said the CEO. As a company, we experienced two horrific events in 1 week, and we will never be the same. And he's referring to the shootings and the banning of the guns in that case. So they end up, the policy was an about face for the company, and going on, they talk about other retailers announcing recently they would also ask customers to not openly carry in stores. Aldi, the grocery store, which one of which we actually have here in Keene, said they will ask customers to not carry weapons in their stores, citing, quote, the safety of our employees, customers, and the community. Their statement further said, alongside many other businesses, we are asking, just asking, that our customers refrain from openly displaying firearms in any of our stores, except for authorized law enforcement personnel.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, this is a carbon copy of basically what Walmart's press release was. So Aldi is saying essentially the exact same thing. It's okay. Law enforcement's fine. You guys are okay.
Well, I think they've formed some kind of an association to standardize this response.
The language?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and don't forget, you're much more likely to die by the bullet of a police officer than by the bullet of some mad shooter.
Yeah. Cops kill 1,000 a year. Mass shooters, what, 200 on
Maybe.
Average?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's that.
You were going to say something?
When you go and you make an announcement like this, they have to be... I can't imagine that they don't realize that they're going to be off-putting of certain customers.
Oh, of course they know they
are. Well, they know they're going to be off-putting no matter what they do to some people. So it looks like what they're trying to do is minimal offense to both sides. Which is, you know, normal. That's what corporations normally do, because corporations can't care.
Meijer, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, a chain in the Midwest.
Meijer's? Yep, that's where I grew up shopping in Ann Arbor.
There's not an S on that word. Okay.
We all called it Meijer's.
855-450-FREE. So Meijer has also joined in, saying, quote, the safety of our customers and team members is our top priority. So we respectfully request that our customers do not open carry firearms at Meijer's. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So the gun rights group, in this case, is saying none of their members have been told to leave a Walmart, but there was apparently one guy. And we'll tell you about him coming up.
There's always a
warning. This is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.